The grace and peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. The kingdom is to come. The king is to be served. The time is now. Let us get on with it. The kingdom of God must come here and now. Forget the past, that ancient time. That was another day. We live today in the latter part of the 20th century. And there are crises here and there and everywhere. The nuclear problem, the problem of human rights, the problem of peace, of political freedom, the problem of hunger and poverty and economy. Let us get on with it. That is the voice and that is the message of the modern and liberal theologian and churchman today, and you would be amazed how many mouth and repeat that particular message. But no, here and now, that is not the message of the king, nor of the kingdom. And we do not just live in the past lives with us. For you see, as St. Paul says, both in Romans and Corinthians, that which happened aforetime, that which was recorded about that which happened aforetime, was written for our learning, that we, through the patience and the peace of the Scripture, might have hope. Yes, we upon whom the ends of the age have come. So, friends, we stand very really, you and all the multitudes of earth, on the banks of the Jordan River. And the messenger of the Lord, John the Baptizer, is speaking not just to the people of that day, but to you and to me and to the people of this age and every age. God is eternal and infinite, and what he has done has no time. It is for every time and for every age. So let us indeed stand and listen to the messenger of the Lord. Let us hear the message of this holy messenger. John the Baptizer, born miraculously, and that it was, in Elizabeth's old age by miracle, was chosen from all time to be the forerunner and the messenger of the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord of all. And he came proclaiming the advent of the kingdom. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And the people came. What was the message of the messenger? The Pharisees were there, the scribes, the elite, the sons of Abraham, who knew that they no doubt were going to have a great place in the kingdom. They came wondering what in the world they are going to have to do and how they are going to fit into this kingdom and relate to the new king. And the soldiers were there. Would they have to fight? They were wondering how they would relate to the new kingdom. And the tax collectors were there. Would they have a chance to collect the taxes in the kingdom? And the people were there. The general hoi polloi, the citizens as such. What was the message? What did the forerunner have to say in preparation for the king and for his kingdom? Oh, were they surprised? He said, repent. Repent and be baptized and turn to the Lord. That was the message. And he said to the Pharisees who came in their smug self-righteousness, he said, oh, you brood, you offspring of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Don't you know that you must repent and genuinely repent and bring forth the fruits of repentance, not just idle words, not just a formal baptism, a splashing of water, and a saying, we are sorry, but a real, genuine repentance and a turning, a complete turning to the Lord. And then you will receive the King, and then you will have part in the kingdom. And let me tell you, said John, it's time to do it, and you better do it now, because the axe is laid to the root of the trees, just waiting to fall. For every tree that does not bring forth good fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire. Repent, repent, and turn to the Lord. Forsake your evil way and follow Him in the way of sanctification. Bear the fruits of repentance. And that was the message He said to the people, and that was the message He spoke to the soldiers, and that was the message He spoke to the tax collectors. And you know that is the message He says to you and to me, and that is the message He proclaims to the whole world today. And oh, how much our world needs it. How much in this dangerous age, the most dangerous, frightening age in the history of mankind and of the world. We know it. The axe is very much there. And oh, what is it that the world needs? How shall we build the kingdom? How shall we bring them unto the Lord? Preaching repentance, not preaching marches in the streets and going out and working for economic recovery and all these things. That's a different matter. I'm not saying that these things do not need the attention of people, but the kingdom of God must begin within. Repent and bring forth the fruits meet fitting for repentance. That's the message of the messenger of the Lord for you, for me, and for the people of earth everywhere. Oh, how timely it is. The messenger of the Lord adds more. He adds the wonderful testimony and witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King. He said, within our midst stands one who is greater than I, whose coming was long before I was. He is the mighty one. It's very clear that He said He is the true God. He is the God Himself. And I, you might think that I am the Christ, the Messiah. Oh, no. Just because I stand and preach with power and fervor, repentance and cleansing and turning to the Lord. No, He is the King. I'm not even worthy to be a lowly slave in His presence to undo His shoes. And this great one, He stands, I baptize with water, the baptism of repentance, but He shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He will pour out all of the power and the force into the lives and the hearts of people. They shall be changed. They shall be converted. They shall repent and turn to Him. Unto Him shall the gathering of the nations be. He is the King. Through the Word, through the means of grace, baptism and the holy sacrament of the altar, indeed the Lord baptizes, releases within us the living power of faith, the fire that burns brightly, that we realize that we, through His grace, His suffering, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, are again redeemed and restored and are members of the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of God. That is the message that we need to hear today, just as well as the message of repentance, for the two belong together. Now there is this, you and I are messengers of the Lord like John the Baptizer was. And in a greater measure as the days and the years go by, you shall indeed be direct messengers, ministers and witnesses of the kingdom and of the King. We should, with the same spirit of this great messenger of the Lord, recognize the kingship and the lordship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and extol him and proclaim his mercy and his glory to the ends of the earth in all humility. It's so easy to think about ourselves. How easily John could have said when the people thought and asked him, "Are you the Christ?" He could have said, "Well, perhaps, well, you know, I he could have brought more attention to himself. He didn't. There is only one thing that you and I, as the members of the kingdom, have to do, and we should do it honestly and sincerely, and that is humbly proclaim his mercy, his merit, and his glory. He indeed must be all, and we are nothing but his humble servants. Proclaim the King. Preach repentance, witness to our exalted Savior and Lord. He is both. Redeemed are we in his kingdom to serve him. And let us remember to bring the witness clear through the word and through the sacrament. And you know, we are witnessing right here and now this morning. For in moments we shall kneel here to receive the sacrament. And the power and the fire of the Spirit of God through the sacrament comes to us. And Christ himself enters. And we know that we are his. We know the kingdom has come for us. And we give witness of that. For remember, as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. So then, brothers and sisters in the kingdom, brothers and sisters of the King, let us rejoice. Let us cleanse our heart through repentance and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in to seal that real repentance and make us members of the kingdom, and let us proclaim it with joy to the ends of the earth. That's the message of the messenger of the Lord, John the Baptizer, your message and the message of every Christian. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.